Here's a vow you should take when you become a parent. I agree that for the next 16 years, I will be tired and sticky.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Remember the good old days when there were approximately 6 options in choosing a name for your child? You chose from a short list of single-syllable monikers approved by the Federal Name Police, an organization founded because folk singers were experimenting with banned substances and naming their children Star, Apple, and Moon Zappa. In primitive times, available names for your children included Don, John, Tom, Bob, and Phil. That was it. If your child was a girl, you called them Don, Jen, Tammy, Barb, or Phyllis. Not anymore. Today, parents are making up names in the delivery room. Hi, my name is Don, and this is my daughter. Help! Each of the following is an honest-to-goodness registered name. I kid you not. Abishag Lettuce. Peaches Honey Blossom. Reebok, Adidas, and Superman. Here are some more. Fanny Pack. Post Office. War and Peace. Nice Car. Garage Empty. King Arthur. Helen Troy. Candy Store. Merry Christmas. Raspberry. Happy Day. I'm a Pig. I'm a Muskrat. And I'm a Nut. In our town, there's a dog named Vigo. I met him and his owner one night when I was out walking our dog Mojo. The dogs liked each other immediately and engaged in dog-type behavior while Vigo's owner and I talked. I named the dog after the movie star Viggo Mortensen, she told me. Then she laughed and said, I wonder what Vigo would think of having a wiener dog with his namesake. Though the dogs won't be suing us anytime soon, children are. A growing list of lawsuits has been launched against parents citing something called name abuse. So here are a few suggestions on naming your children. Avoid names that will draw curious crowds and media exposure, spawn websites, or cause ripples of laughter in classrooms and gymnasiums. Avoid names your child will have to spell 4 times every day of his or her life. Picture yourself standing on the front steps at night, yelling the name. How will please cope or just in case sound? Well, far more important than the name we give our children is the reputation they will carry with them through life. They'll need to build that reputation themselves, of course, but we can help them get started down the right road. We can do that by choosing daily to spend time in God's Word and live and work with integrity. Psalm 78 tells us that David shepherded his sheep according to the integrity of his heart. That's not a bad thing to have said at our retirement party. The only heartbreaking aspect of traveling the country speaking is that I hear stories of those who have been abused, belittled, ridiculed, and scarred by selfish and sinful parents who are too short-sighted to see that their choices will echo for generations to come. Early on the morning of April 15, 1865, well-known actor John Wilkes Booth and a friend stopped at the Maryland home of Dr. Samuel Alexander Mudd. Clearly in pain, Booth asked the doctor to treat his broken leg. So began a long-lasting controversy as to whether or not Dr. Mudd knew that Booth had assassinated President Abraham Lincoln, and the doctor had failed to surrender him to military authorities. In 1997, a U.S. congressman introduced the Samuel Mudd Relief Act, hoping to exonerate the doctor. But guilty or not, even today, when we speak of someone with a bad name, we say his name is Mudd. Proverbs 22 tells us a good name is to be chosen over great riches. Being held in high esteem is better than silver or gold. It doesn't much matter if people can spell your name. It matters very much what your name brings to mind.
Because of you, hope is still reaching hearts. Across Canada and beyond, the gospel is meeting people where they are, in living rooms, kitchens, and even hospital beds. To keep sharing the light of Jesus with those searching for hope, we're looking to raise $110,000 by June 30th. And this month, every dollar you give is matched up to $200,000. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.